This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Okay, stop what you're doing and go get tickets for the production of Stupid F***ing Bird at the theater at Boston Court. No, really, unless you're driving or already reading Chekhov or kissing the love of your life, you need to pause and go get seats for this co-production from Boston Court and Circle X. Stupid F***ing Bird is playwright Aaron Posner's inspired modern take on Chekhov's The Seagull. Now, for me, the pitfall in The Seagull has always been Constantine. You remember Constantine. He's the troubled young playwright battling with a couple of Oedipal issues. His mother, the famous actress, has returned home with her lover, the genius writer Trigorin. This throws everything out of whack because Constantine is not only jealous, he's also threatened because his love, the young aspiring actress Nina, has more than a little crush on Trigorin. The challenge with Constantine is he's usually played as a whiny, needy man-child, which in many ways he is, but typically he's so annoying you have next to no sympathy for him. The play opens with a performance of his new play, which is supposed to be some radically new form of theater, but in most productions is usually presented as an amateur farce. So from the get-go, you don't believe in Constantine, and you don't believe in his art. Now, there's a lot to cherish in Stupid F***ing Bird, but most striking is the revival of Constantine, or, in this modern take, Connie. To be sure, he's still needy and he's still got mommy issues, but he's believable and deeply sympathetic. Part of that is the work of Will Bradley, who plays Connie as a fiercely kinetic ball of pent-up needs and desires who's tortured by the world's course. You believe that he's an artist who's actually trying to make a difference. And that makes a difference, because when he talks of new forms, it doesn't ring hollow. Connie's play, site-specific performance event, that opens Act 1 feels like the kind of theater you might see at Red Cat, live video, audience interaction. Rather than dismissing it as adolescent, the production treats it like a young artist trying to find his voice in opposition to his mother. When you see it, you think, of course, that's what Chekhov was going for. That's the sense throughout Stupid F***ing Bird. Playwright Aaron Posner has made some significant changes to Chekhov's original. He's modernized it. He's boiled down the character list, so we're left with a series of interlocking love triangles. And he's added meta-theatrical direct address that calls into question the very nature of the actors and characters. But through it all, I kept thinking, yeah, that's what Chekhov was going for. And like any great adaptation, it made me go back and reread the original. The reason you need to stop and buy tickets now is it closes July 27th, and the rest of this ensemble cast is remarkable. Throw in the fact that it's beautifully designed and crisply directed. Really, please, don't miss this one. It's worth the trip to Pasadena. Stupid F***ing Bird plays at the theater at Boston Court through July 27th. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.